Live with us this morning on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline, this morning, Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky. Niz, enough with the rain already. God.
I know, right? Bottle it up, save it for July. Wouldn't that be
right? Right, when we have exactly this conversation. Starting to get a little dry out there, Niz.
Getting a little dry, but now, I mean, the opposite. Can't get out there, a little too wet. You know, you just don't want to make the tracks in the ground and stuff like that. But yeah, no, I agree. We've had quite a pattern here, and it looks like it continues.
So what do you see for the rest of the week? Next time I see any showers in the forecast this morning, looks like Thursday.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, tonight as well.
Yeah, so tonight, it's going to be an interesting, it'll be interesting tonight. So we're going to see probably some severe stuff develop across Iowa and Minnesota, but it's all indication that it'll be one of those things where we're staring down, oh man, that looks pretty rough. When's that going to get here? And the majority of it is going to either weaken or completely fizzle out. So what I think we end up with after 10 o'clock tonight is a round of some showers, maybe a rumble of thunder somewhere. I'm not expecting any severe weather, and the rainfall in general should be pretty light.
Boy, Niz, some of the stories we're seeing from down south, just crazy numbers. I think I saw like a triple-digit number of tornadoes that were reported over the weekend from south all the way up to north and just rolling through there. Some of those areas still getting hammered.
Yeah, there was a day, I'd have to try to remember exactly what day it was, but when Oklahoma had, just the state of Oklahoma had more than 25 tornadoes in one day, and most of those were not like your little EF0s. A lot of them were EF2s to all the way up to EF4. It was a nasty day there. And then there was another day when obviously Nebraska got it, the Lincoln area and Omaha. One thing that stuck out to me is while other parts of the country, the deep south and even farther north in the Midwest and over towards the Ohio Valley has seen their share of tornadoes, Tornado Alley has actually had, I guess what you could say, a tornado drought. Over the past decade or so, it hasn't been as active as what they typically could see. So they were due, and they've certainly been getting it.
Hey, Niz, too, the difference between, and I don't want to get overly technical, but like an EF4 versus something that we're much more likely to see. It's not unheard of here in Wisconsin. We've had fours and fives, but, you know, usually we're in the ones and twos on the stronger end for Wisconsin. Difference between that and something like a four, which they had in that Oklahoma area.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's the difference between a couple tree limbs down, maybe a little shingles off your roof to your house completely demolished. And if you're not underground, you're probably not alive. So, I mean, it's drastically different. Now, thankfully, especially here in Wisconsin, the vast majority, if not like 80 to 90% of our tornadoes are EF0s to EF1s. But now, again, like you said, we have had our share. You know, let's say in a given year, you know, we have 30 tornadoes in the state. You know, 25 of those are EF0 to EF1s, and then the other five are ones that are destructive, you know, that can kill people. So we have, you know, obviously got to treat every tornado serious. But, yeah, there is a huge range, and you clearly see that in the destruction that we saw over the weekend.
I appreciate the update, Niz. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Niz.
Yep. All right, guys. We'll see you later.